few days out from the federal election. Saturday is voting day, and the Chasers have been following the full debate
with
the
massive
longest desk.
Gee, they've
ever
got a big desk.
Craig joins us now. How are you, Craig?
Oh, very good. It is a good desk, isn't it?
It's massive. But we're coming to an end now. How's it looking from your perspective, mate?
Look, we're just glad to get towards the end, to be honest. Particularly because, you know, I'm spending so much of my days hiding in pot plants, staking out politicians, and I'll be glad to get to the end of that. Now it's got winter as well. My God, it's cold.
Well, one of my favourites in what you guys did was when Chaz jumped out at Malcolm Turnbull with that trust thing, and he fell and...
Yeah, trustful, yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, we've been struggling to get close to Malcolm since that day, actually.
Funny that.
They've tightened the security, I'll say that.
Craig, one of the things that I think has been the most controversial this election has been the Senate candidates. The piece of paper people have to vote on is almost a policy for the Greens in itself.
Oh, it's extraordinary. Yeah, half of the trees in Australia are getting cut down for that. It's actually probably longer than the election desk itself. It's ridiculous. But I look forward to seeing how many people actually figure out how to vote properly this year. I think it's probably about 5 people in Australia will vote correctly and decide the Prime Minister.
Well, I went and voted on Tuesday in the pre-polling, and it's interesting. I don't know if you've done yours yet or not, but when you go to vote, they actually say to you, do you have a good reason to be voting early?
I know. You're not actually meant to vote early, and yet a third of Australia is going to be. What did you make up a reason on the spot?
She goes, do you have a good reason to be voting early? I said, yes. And she just moved on to the next question. It was great.
Well, that's a very good... My God, you thought on your feet.
She's fast.
I hope other Australians think of that kind of excuse.
Now, the donkey vote is something we've struggled with here in Queensland. Do you think the donkey or who cares is likely to get up in this state?
Look, I think the donkey is going to get up in every state. And I've noticed that, did you know, in Victoria... the donkey is Darren Hinch. And I think that's quite appropriate that a donkey vote will elect Darren Hinch because he's top of the ticket.
That's hilarious. We've been speaking to Clive Palmer in the lead up to the election. How do you think Palmer United Party is going to go this year?
I think they're going to do tragically badly or heroically badly.
Yeah.
Not tragically.
Yeah.
How have you gone talking to Clive? Because I interviewed Clive the last election. Do you find it impossible to get him to listen to anything you say?
Fairly.
Whatever question you say, he answers with something else he wanted to say. It's just, you might as well put on the mic and go home during that segment.
Well, he actually said to us yesterday...
A person who breaks promises is a politician. Politicians should be a synonym for breaking promises.
And I would believe Clive on anything.
Do you believe him? Is he telling the truth or isn't he?
I'm not sure every politician is a liar. I think often politicians are put in difficult circumstances where they may need to be somewhat misleading.
When are you going to run? You're going to have a political career in the future, I would imagine.
Oh, God, no. I tell you what, one of the things about following politicians for 6 elections is that it does make you realise what a terrible job they have sometimes. Like, very few other people walk down the street and people will go, look, there's so-and-so, I better go and abuse him. It's great, they really do cop it, and it's a terrible job sometimes. I mean, like last week where we tested we sent the young girl out with a recorder who couldn't play the recorder to see how long politicians would last just listening to it.
Yeah.
And it just highlighted the fact they can't be rude to people. So like, that poor Labor candidate stood there for 4.5 minutes listening to a girl blow through a recorder. It was excruciating.
The Chaser's election desk back tonight, 9 o'clock on ABC. Craig from The Chaser, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing the outcome of the vote on Saturday.
Cheers, guys.